The Supreme Court ruled that public employees cannot be forced to pay union fees if they decide not to join a union. That overturns 40 years of law that allowed unions to take a fee from non-members to cover the cost of collective bargaining. Attorney Mike Billock is a labor and employment expert with the law firm Bond, Schenick & King in Saratoga Springs. He says executive orders and legislation will not change the outcome.
Generally speaking, I'd say the court has had the final word. We're dealing with a constitutional issue of First Amendment rights, and there can't be, won't be any, first of all, there won't be any federal law with Trump in a Republican Congress, but even if there weren't, a federal law and a state law cannot trump, not to make a pun, but can't trump the First Amendment rights guaranteed in the Constitution. The Constitution's the supreme law of the land. And as the court held that the public sector union employees or public sector employees who don't want to be members of the union have the First Amendment right not to engage in such speech. Inferior law, no law of the United States, no law of any state or order of any state governor could supersede that.
How did this become a First Amendment free speech case?
It's a First Amendment free speech case because of the fact you're dealing with public employees. When the employer is the government, when it's a state government or when it's a federal government, then you're dealing with issues of speech from an employee as far as what they can say and can't say. When it is speech related directly to employment, with the government acting as an employer and the employee talking about things relating solely to their employment, the government is acting just like any other employer. But otherwise, the government can't tell an employee not to speak or require them to speak, to come out in favor of some policy or political party or against some policy or political party. And so the reasoning here is that by requiring an employee to pay an agency fee, even if they don't want to be a member of the union, they are required to pay money to the unions, and the Supreme Court has held that money is speech. If you are requiring somebody to give money to an organization, then that's the same as supporting what that organization does or says. So it's basically saying you can't make public, the government cannot make public sector employees pay money to an organization that they may not agree with its speech.
Let's say the members do agree with it. Can that fee then be used for public speech or for political purposes?
Well, if somebody does agree with what the union says, they can simply become a member of the union, and in which case they pay union dues and they're okay. But the issue is that it needs to be their option. So they either join the union and pay union dues, or they don't join the union, and the Supreme Court has said they don't have to pay any fee whatsoever. The agency fee has been around for 40 years due to the previous Supreme Court decision that was overruled in the Janus case, called the Abood decision. And that basically said that it held that there could be a dividing line between what is political speech and non-political speech, and said the agency fee would be for non-political speech. But what the Supreme Court held this week was said that, you know what, we tried it. It didn't work. We've tried to create what that line is, and here we are 40 years later, and we still can't tell what that line is, because even not sending some money to particular groups, political groups, and just using money for lobbying or other things that the union supports is still engaging in speech.
Attorney Mike Billock is a labor and employment expert with the law firm Bond, Schenick & King in Saratoga Springs. For WAMC News, I'm Brian Shields.